holding on. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep holding on. Holding on. That's so Angie Stone, Holding Back the Years. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday. Today's Friday, March the 22nd. I haven't been on in a few days. I've been contemplating about a lot of different things and thinking about certain topics that I really wanted to talk about. Until tonight, I have been listening to this Audible book that Monday is never coming. Monday is never coming. You should check out that book, Monday is Never Coming. It's on Audible. And, of course, you can get it from the local stores and stuff like that. Some of your bookstores are online. And it's by Tiffany D. Jackson. I'm going to tell you something. That book has gotten me so... oh my God, stuck, but then again, not stuck. And that's what inspired me to bring up this podcast for tonight. And tonight's topic is going to be about holding back your tears. Holding back your tears. Angie Stone was saying holding back the years, which it coincides one with the other. Sometimes we just have to sit still. And during the midst of us sitting still, we tend to want to become unconfused about certain things and not realize that we are confused. We want to acknowledge that we are confused, but a lot of us want to put our best foot forward or saying or putting our best self forward or saying that, hey, we got this. When actuality, we don't. Because sometimes when we hold ourselves back so much, or so much pain that we've endured throughout the years, we become a barrel of water. With the slightest thing that reminds us of all the different trials and traumas that we have been through. There are so many different people out there, white, black, blue, and green, it doesn't matter what color or nationality they may be, has been holding back pain and not realize it because they want to seem like they're strong and they want to hide what's really going on the inside of them. In that book, Monday Never Comes is, and I'm not going to be a spoiler, so... within that, I'm just going to give you a little bit about it. And it was dealing with a lot of different pain that so many different people try to do to cover up. Like, you can have one type of trauma, the death of a loved one, another type of trauma with the point of a divorce or a breakup or losing a job or losing a home that you worked so hard for, or basically back to the point of death, you know. It's just so many different things that people don't realize that we hold true to, and that's a whole bunch of pain that we endure. And a lot of times we don't think about it because we want to seem strong. We want to be, you know, we want to be able to be that foundation when we really, sometimes we want to bawl, we want to cry, we want to allow the tears to release, but not everybody's willing and understand when you cry about certain things. Not even down to the point of, and a lot of people don't look at this, you could be done work for so many years and then all of a sudden you retire. That's another type of trauma. And the reason why I say it's a trauma, because it's a transition, something that you have to get used to. But it's still up to us individually, in order for us to not get stuck inside of those type of pains or trauma or even whatever type of transition that it is. that's even down to death. It's still up to us. Trauma is a decision, but then again, it's not a decision because you can't help what other people put on you. But healing is a decision. We're just going to say healing is a decision, not trauma. Healing is a decision. It's a decision for you to decide, hey, I no longer want to continue to stay in that same type of pain. I accept the point that this trauma has happened to me, but I no longer want to live there. This trauma is no longer a blow to my head. It's no longer a eerie feeling to my stomach. A lot of us don't think about these type of things because we just go with the motions. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you feel like that you need to do in order to cope with things. But a lot of times when we hold things on the inside, we are making ourselves sicker than we supposed to be. And let me explain. You could be the healthiest person in the world, but if you're not dealing with the things emotionally in your mental, that will cause you to have high blood pressure, diabetes, heart attacks, so forth and so on. And people don't realize these type of things because they feel like, hey, I'm doing everything physically that I need to do instead of mentally or even spiritually in order to make things better for ourselves. That's why it's always good to take a step back and say, hey, listen, you know, I know that these things has happened to me, but it's still up to me if I want to heal. Some people say that they can't heal very fast whenever they lose a loved one because it's hard to accept that situation. I can't sit up and say that is not a hard thing because there's some people that have lost someone and it's been like 20 and 30 years and so forth. And then they say it's never get easy. They can remind you of different days, the holidays, different things that people have done for you. I often wonder why is it as humans that we are so emotionally attached to people that we have more life experiences with and miss them so much compared to another individual that has lost their life and we're not so connected. It doesn't cause for us to be so emotionally attached to if they was to pass on. It's crazy that it's that way because a life is a life. But the difference is because you spend more time with that individually person, even if that person is not kin to you, so forth and so on. A lot of times we don't think about the big picture and realize that we are all human and we have to transition at some point in time in our lives. It's best for us to allow the tears to flow when we are trying to adjust and to be able to cope with different things that has went on in our lives. Not to the point of holding things on the inside and causing us to become more ill than we supposed to be. Our body's supposed to naturally heal itself, even down to the point of a mental and emotional standpoint. But it's still up to us. We have to tell our minds that, hey, listen, I no longer want to endure this type of pain. It's okay for me to cry about something that I have been through. That's the best way in order for me to cope with certain things. A lot of people don't understand that because the simple fact is they're so used to everybody else telling them how to feel instead of them tapping into how they really actually feel. Case in point, you know, it's different to lose someone that you have spent a whole lifetime with than somebody that is new that's coming in to your life. It's really sad that we don't think about things like this. And we should. We should. We should. When we're dealing with death or losing someone, we should get some type of counseling or have a family support thing within the different situations. In the Black community, they, you know, they go and they have their funerals and they repast and people talk to each other from time to time. But after all the dust is gone and all the entertainment is gone, then that person that has lost, that person that is so close to them, they're left by themselves. And we need to get out of that mindset of doing those type of things. That's why I feel like that having a funeral or a ceremony of the point of that person transitioning is, to me, is a waste of time. And the reason why I say that, not just the point of it being a waste of time, but it reminds you that, hey, listen, I have to accept the point that this person is no longer going to be with me, and it's altering the time that I need to be trying to heal. It just prolongs the time of me trying to heal. You know, it's really sad within that. Most people in the Black community, they go through a lot of trauma within stuff like that because we don't know how to heal, and we won't allow ourselves to heal because we have been so afraid of therapies, psychotherapy, mental health therapy, just whatever the case may be, emotional therapy, being able to talk to one another. We tend to be afraid to tell how we really feel to one another because we're worried about what if that person will go and transition and tell it to somebody else and talk about us, and we you know, keep ourselves guarded with certain things. And don't get me wrong, people do can be very weird from time to time. That's why I feel like as if we are going to church and stuff like that. These are the type of things that we need in the Black community in order to try to help ourselves. My children, I'm going to tell you something. My children, they were a member, they're a member of a white church. And the reason why I say most predominantly white. And those people had more support at their church than it is any Black church that I ever been in. And that church, every summer, they always took my kids on summer vacations. They helped relieve the stress of a single mom being at home raising children. In the Black community, in the Black churches, they don't do those type of things. They just want to get to the point of entertaining certain stuff instead of them trying to help the problem that's in the community. That's why I don't go to church, because I see no use for that. I really don't like going to funerals. I just go in order to probably support my husband, but as far as that, I don't think that I will be attending anymore within that, because it's like you're reliving that type of pain and stuff, and then you got to sit back and you got to hold how you really feel about certain stuff because you're not able to cope with it, and you don't have the support group there to help you cope with these types of feelings. It's really sad that we have to hold back the tears for so many years and not realize that we are the reason why things are not getting any better, because the way that we have been trying to heal for so long has not worked. Some people say, hey, it's worked for me and I went on and I got remarried and stuff like that. Some people that do go on and get remarried, if they lose someone that's close to them, guess what? They're still thinking about the person that has went on before. That's just something for you guys to think about. A lot of times we don't heal in relationships because, in past relationships, because we go and jump and be in other relationships before healing to be into the next. Then we carry that trauma on that we went through in the past relationship to the next relationship. It's like we just exchanging people, exchanging hosts or whatever the trauma that we're carrying on instead of us trying to heal. Some people don't think about things like that. I was brought up to the point, hey, listen, if you whenever you are going through a heartbreak and stuff like that, within a situation, just go and be with somebody else, and that'll make you forget about the person that you have lost or the person that decided not to be with you. That was the most toxic thing that was ever taught in the Black community as a whole. What was wrong with people telling us, our ancestors telling us, hey, listen, you need to heal from what you went through before you go and try to go and get into another relationship. Holding back the tears because you feel as if, hey, I got it. A lot of times we don't have it. Most times we don't have it. We don't realize those type of things until to the point that we get to a second and a third and a fourth divorce, fifth divorce. You got folks out here being married 5 and 6 times. They don't think about these type of things because they want to feel like, hey, I got control of this and I can make it work. A lot of times you don't realize that you can't make things work by somebody else's thought. I was telling my brother that the other day. I said, listen, you got to think about the whole big picture when you're dealing with other individuals. You might can advise people to do things a certain way. You might can even, you know, encourage them to do things a certain way. But it's still up to them if they decide they're going to do it the way that you feel like as if they need to do it. That's just like with the point of healing. It's still up to you. We can love on you. We can give you encouraging words. We can pray for you. We can flip over backwards. Whatever it is that you feel like that we need to do and help for you to be able to make that decision. To say, hey, listen, I no longer want to put myself through this type of pain. I no longer want to allow the tears to be held back that within me. I want to allow them to flow out of me just as well as this pain that I have went through throughout my life. That's just something for you guys to think about. We want to get to the point of healing ourselves before we decide to go and jump into being into another relationship. That's even with the point of having kids and, you know, even to the point of transition to a different job, even down to the point of how you talk to yourself. It's still up to you in order for you to make a decision about things that you need to do that's best for you in your life. We could talk to each other till we blue in the face, but it's still up to us. It's still up to that individual person. Some people will say, well, hey, I'm praying for you. I know the Lord is going to fix it. At the end of the day, it's still up to you in order for you to be able to heal from whatever pain that you have went through or any other type of pain that you have allowed yourself to go through. A lot of times we can't heal because we too busy trying to play the victim when we sit back and we know that these type of things are being done to us. But we allow it to happen. Sometimes you got to realize, hey, you got to hold yourself accountable to some of the things that you deal with. Hold yourself accountable for how you really feel. I think Kevin Gates used to talk about that a lot on some of his interviews. I think it was on The Breakfast Club. He was talking about that. You still got to hold yourself accountable. It's still up to you, regardless of what you decide you're going to do. That's just something for you guys to think about. It's time for us to stop holding back the tears, being able to express ourselves, not for us to be able to get to the point of holding back so much until we explode. It's time for us to make a better decision. It's time for us to heal. That's just plain and simple. That's what it is. It's time for us to heal. When was the last time that you realized that, hey, listen, you blamed the person that is causing some type of pain and trauma to you, but then at the end of the day, did you sit back and say, hey, I allowed this to happen? A lot of us don't tell ourselves that. I allowed this to happen. I allowed this to happen. When you get to the point of you start blaming yourself for other things that other people put you through, that allows you to, that helps you heal a little bit better because like, well, damn, I've been a damn fool the whole time. I don't know. It's not good to hold back tears all the time. especially when dealing with that emotion. Tears are meant to flow just like the ocean. How the ocean flows. When the ocean gets to the point that it get a bunch of waves and tides and stuff, it has to release in certain areas. The wind allow it to do what it's supposed to do. Just like with us, our bodies, we should allow our bodies to do what it's supposed to do in order for us to heal. But no, we want to hold things back, hold those tears, hold how we feel on the inside. And then we cause a destruction. We act off of things. We done destroyed something, then we want to play the victim. We got to get out of that type of mindset. It's been time for us to do different things. When you know better, you do better. You don't hold yourself. A lot of us don't hold ourselves accountable for our actions. We just go with the flow. Going with the flow could be a good thing as well as a bad thing. To me, I always tell myself that's a bad thing, because if I go with the flow, then I don't have no control over how I look at things or how I feel about something. I want to be able to have control over me. I know I can't have control over other people, but I do have control over me. If I want to allow myself to be happy, if I want to allow myself to be sad, or vice versa. That's just something for you guys to think about. Are you allowing yourself, are you allowing your tears to flow, to let go of certain past burdens or different situations that you have been through? I know I have made the mistake of not allowing my tears to flow. Now that I'm going through this transition of a hormonal imbalance, now it's like I cry more than I used to. When it's like, to me, is I feel as if I'm catching up on my cries. I don't know. Sometimes it's just some of the simplest little things that we can do to adjust and make things better for ourselves, but we choose not to. We always choose the harder way. Some people say the harder way builds character, makes you have stamina and stuff like that. It's okay for you to have want to have character and stamina. But it's also okay for you to not have to go through things in order for you to get that. Holding back the tears. How many tears have you held back throughout your life? Are you allowing your tears to flow? Are you allowing things to, are you letting things go that you have no control of? That's just something for you guys to think about. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday, talking to you about holding back the tears. What are some things that you can do in order for you to be able to cope with some of the things that you have no control of? It's okay for you to release, to allow the tears to flow in order for you to have a more sound mind of how things really supposed to go. Y'all have a good night. Ever.